right?
Yeah, you did.
NASA. NASA scientists launched its Mars Science Laboratory information. In about 2 weeks, they're launching a spacecraft that could yield potential home run in space exploration. The new rover, Curiosity, bigger and better than its predecessor. NASA's efforts to investigate Mars. They're still looking for life on Mars, if you can believe that.
Yeah. Mm.
Why?
I don't know, but I feel bad for NASA.
They just keep looking all these, the moon, you know, all the planets for life, and we can't deal with life here. I'm not understanding that. They want to start somewhere else. No, it's I'm very interested in science. I loved science in school.
Me too.
The planetarium, the stars.
Were you upset when the manned space program got cut?
Upset. I knew they'd go. I knew it'd go on.
No, it's not.
No, it's going to go on.
That's just
no,
a robot.
But it's going to go on. It's going to go on. They've got some things to, they've got some refining to do before they get back to the manned spacecrafts.
I'm not sure how I feel. I just think that maybe it's time for private industry to take over this because NASA's just become a giant political global warming scam.
Well, who's the millionaire that's doing it?
Yeah, he is. He's building a spaceport or
what's his
landing
name?
Site or something.
Brandon
Fraser.
Oh, that's just how much we do our homework. We're so spontaneous. He's starting a space. You can go
space.
Oh, you just keep doing it, don't you? You just keep doing it. He's starting a space program where he's going to be offering rides, I don't know, to the moon. He's somewhere out there in space. And he's a millionaire.
And they're offering rides. I know they're already selling.
Well, it's you know, millions of dollars to go, but he's got a human space program going on.
It's being built in New Mexico. I have looked it up on Google.
All right.
It's a different space program, right? We got the Russian program. We got the Canaveral's kind of outed.
His name is George Whitesides.
No, that's not him. George Whitesides.
That's his name.
That's the name of the wings he's using on the spacecraft.
Spaceport America, it's called.
Brandon? Is that his name? Brennan?
I bet you and I cannot afford a ticket.
You're avoiding my questions, and you've got control of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we can't afford it. Yeah. But that's privatized, and that's happening right now. I mean, they'll take you up and around. You can look at the Earth. And I mean, how far do you want to go?
Would you do that for real? Would you really do it?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I really wanted to be an astronaut. I mean, that sounds goofy. When I was a kid. Because I love the planets. I love space. I loved science. I was fearless. I didn't think of all the, you know, training you got to go through.
There's so much to it.
The G-forces. Goodness. Because I used to go on all the rides at the carnival.
Oh,
I mean, I could take it.
Too.
But now, get me up there with those G-forces, and I'm like, who am I? Barf, barf. Yeah. There he is, Branson. Richard Branson. That's him. Exactly who
is.
I met.
But there is a Fraser involved, too.
No, forget the Fraser.
There is a Fraser. He's the one who designed it.
Richard Charles Nicholas
Branson.
He's very wealthy. England, I believe.
He's the one that owns Virgin Airlines.
English, yes. He owns Virgin Airlines. And he has a space program where he is going to take people out into space.
He supplied the bodyguards for Muammar Gaddafi.
Oh, now you know who he is, right? Oh. Now you're just so in touch.
I made that up. Come on. He didn't supply
me. Oh, my gosh.
He's silly.
We never know with him. Isn't
I know.
Crazy?
We never know.
$2.5 billion Mars Science Laboratory spacecraft is scheduled for liftoff at 10:25 a.m. November 25th. It is going from Florida's Cape Canaveral Air Force Station.
And it's going to Mars.
It's going, it's going out for information on Mars. It's looking for the possibility of probably rotate around it, take pictures. I mean, I don't know. Have they ever dropped anything on Mars? Have we heard?
Yeah.
They put something up there.
NASA's put a couple things into Mars, and I think the Russians put one down on Mars, too.
So, that's what it is.
A couple of them have crashed. They've spent all the money and got them there, and they just crashed. They've been successful, so.
Curiosity is the name of it. It's going to carry about 10 science instruments, including the Workhorse Laboratory, sample analysis at Mars, mobile lab. It's going to be able to examine the soil, the rock formation, several different environments they're going to go.
Have you ever seen pictures from Mars?
Yeah, I have. It looks
desolate, a lot
really
like Nevada, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks rocky and dry.
But they found a lot of things. They found other things up there that indicate that there might be water, even though it's very dry.
But it's frozen into the soil,
So it's going up there. We'll be looking. On the 25th, November 25th, 10:25 a.m., the Curiosity.
How come we haven't been back to the moon? Doesn't that drive you crazy?
Why?
It's been...
Leave the moon alone.
40 years. Can't we get back there and build something?
Why do you want to go there?
I want to build... You know how they're building that space station, or they tried to build a space station? I don't think we're participating anymore, or are we? Wait, we're still sending astronauts out, but we don't have a way to get them there ourselves anymore. But I just wish they had done that on the moon. Build a little...
What?
Station up there.
Invasion. It's an invasion station. Everywhere,
because you
man.
Know that obelisk is up there somewhere from 2001.
There's still stuff they left. You know there is. Yeah, well, has nobody ever gone? Has nobody gone back? The Russians,
nobody's
nobody?
Gone back,
do we? They have, I'll bet. We don't know.
Well, I think we'd know that.
Why would we know?
Because we know everybody. You can't send a rocket ship up without the whole world knowing you sent it up. So yes, everybody's monitoring each other's rocket ships.
Homework for next week.
Yeah. Has anybody been back to the moon? To the moon, Alice.
There's a movie out where there's like some kind of monster on
the
other
side. No, that's Mars. Mars needs moms. I saw that one. Did you see that? Mars needs moms. The planet Mars is sending probes down, and they're looking for good moms and taking them up to Mars to take care of the kids up there, which are really cool and hip and pierced and weird.
What? This was
this
a movie.
This is
a movie.
You can very.
Are you watching cartoons?
You
again?
Can get the movie. It's available.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
It's available. So interesting, huh? Okay. Well, besides that, I have a man of the year.
Who?
At least a man of the month, and he was the man of my week.
Who?
I want to talk about him let's take our break and come back, and then we'll talk about Filipino boxer. Pacquiao. Pacquiao.
Pacquiao.
There, good. We'll be right back.
It's all gonna be okay now. Don Geronimo wakes you up weekdays, 5:30 till 10 on 1270 The Buzz.
Hi, Nick Garcia here from Reno Media Group. Have you ever felt like you're the smartest business in your industry and you can't understand why more people aren't buying what you have to offer? Look, we're in an environment today where you need answers as a business. You need real results and we can help big time. You want to be the first business that consumers think of when they need a product or service, and I can show you how to do that. We'll teach you how to master three key marketing tactics and how to crush any competitor. Take the step today to dominate your industry. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. Look, if you don't find ways to increase your profits, your competitors are going to. Whether you're a one-man business or a multi-million dollar company that needs an edge, be the one of the few that takes action, and we'll add your name to our list of clients that absolutely dominate in their industry using our proven formula. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. I'm looking forward to taking your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. to the Car Buyer Advisor, your first place to turn for everything automotive. Dedicated to connecting you with the industry's finest local automotive products, services, and advice. This week, we will be talking to Melinda Campbell from Dynamic Diesel Incorporated, specializing in diesel automotive repair, maintenance, and performance enhancement. Gil Grieve with Concourse Auto Body, your collision repair experts. Local artist Andy McCormick transforming wild turkey feathers into automotive art. And Steve McKim with Custom Truck Accessories will be discussing camper shells, tonneau covers, snowboard, and ski rack options for your winter enjoyment. Educating consumers one car buyer at a time. That's the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. This is an amazing story. Manny Pacquiao. Pacquiao. He's opening his wallet to his country. He's from the Philippines. He's a Filipino boxer. We all know because he's going to have a fight next week, I believe it is. I shouldn't say things I don't know about. But one of his sparring partners was getting married. He helped the newlyweds buy a house. This just shows the soul of this guy. This is really amazing. He's very poor. He comes from a very poor province in the Philippines. They needed a hospital, so he ponied up. He ponied up the money for one. When his country had elections, Pacquiao ran twice and finally won a post in Congress. He helped start one program to give cattle to farmers and another to give small motors to fishermen for their boats. Oh, no doubt the boxing champ has a soft heart. Except for one man, apparently his opponent, who is Juan Manuel Marquez. Those names. They're going to have that fight going on next Saturday, I believe. He came from extreme poverty. Now he has everything in life, and he's still practicing the humbleness in his heart. He's loved by his people. He is. And you were telling me, JP, he's going to run for another office.
I think his ultimate goal is to be the president of the Philippines. Yeah, his next step is to be the governor of the province. And they're already saying that anybody who runs against him is just a fool because he's so popular. He's just a genuinely good guy and one heck of a boxer.
And when he was young, he sold candy and cigarettes on the streets.
Yeah, he didn't like fighting back then.
Yeah, said there were days when he didn't even make enough to eat. At 14 years old, he ran away, stowed away actually, to Manila and to help earn more money for his siblings and a single mother, which he never forgot. At first, he was a laborer, but soon he learned that he could earn about 100 pesos.
$2.
Fighting,
right?
Yeah.
Is that $2?
Yeah. Well, a few dollars.